So Agentforce 2.0 is coming soon, December 17th on Salesforce Plus. Mark Benioff will be sharing the latest release of Agentforce. And inside of Agentforce 2.0, it will have Slack integration and also enhanced CRM and analytics capabilities. And with that Slack integration, there's a preview of what that will look like. It has various different agents that you can use inside of Slack, such as a new sales agent. And then also on Salesforce's website, they do have an ROI calculator, which is accessible from the home screen. Front and center is Agentforce, and they have the banner here about Agentforce 2.0 and the link to stream on Salesforce Plus, their streaming platform, and then also the calculate your ROI or return on investment. And here this gives you the numbers based on number of customer service employees, average annual cost per employee, and number of conversations handled by a rep each day. And this is in either table or chart form. So it's professing a three-year net total savings of over $800,000 in this scenario after 3 years when you factor in the Agentforce costs, which Salesforce has said is roughly $2 per conversation or chat. There's been a lot of derision online around that price point. And so what Salesforce is trying to do is convince companies and decision makers that the $2 per conversation is cheaper than having an employee, basically. And so in this, some of the implications that you've got to think about, one that I noticed is that Salesforce is using this ROI calculator in the context of service and support. So there are mentions of sales agents, but where the primary savings is in the service cloud side of things and providing support through Agentforce. And then also on the website here, a few things you might notice as well is that Agentforce is now available to chat with on the Salesforce website. So you can take that for a spin, test that out. And then also noticeably absent anymore or any longer is a mention of Customer 360. Prior to Agentforce's release, which was back in September of 2024 during Dreamforce, Customer 360 was featured topmost or above the fold, and Customer 360 was what Salesforce referred to as all of their different cloud offerings. The entirety of the platform was referred to as Customer 360. Why I bring this up is that with the advent of Agentforce, they dropped that entirely, Customer 360. Also, there's been mention of the Einstein 1 platform. Now we're into this numbering scheme with Agentforce 2.0. Personally, not a big fan of the numbering scheme because I don't look forward to Agentforce 3.0 and 4.0 and treating this with each release as another numeric release number. Or if there's smaller releases, will we have Agentforce 2.1? And so I'm anticipating that eventually the number will be dropped and they'll go with just Agentforce. And as history is my guide, I know that this is something that Salesforce does quite often, whether it's Customer 360 or now Agentforce 2.0. Salesforce 1 was the mobile application, and then eventually it was renamed Salesforce Mobile. And so whether the numbering scheme continues or not, there's a lot of changes that are always bound to be happening in the area of AI. Agentforce, being a generative AI tool by its very nature, will be a moving target that you will always be having to refine and improve upon. And then also with all the new models coming out all the time from the large language models or the AI companies out there, this is also something that will be somewhat of a moving target and require refinement all the time within organizations. And so it's not a set it and forget it sort of proposition. And so this is something that we as professionals on the Salesforce platform and working inside of the field of AI will need to be keeping an eye on and being aware of all the changes happening. And so December 17th on Salesforce Plus, Agentforce 2.0 will be unveiled, and then we'll know more. And so until next time, be sure and like and subscribe and share this podcast with others and help others to find you relevant.